around shooting some people outside of school with a couple of guys who were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight, my mom got scared. She said,
please.
When I slammed him, when I came near, the license plates of freshmen had dice in the beer. If anything, I said that this gap was rare, but I thought, now forget it, you're home to Bel Air.
I think this is my own personal hell. This is what this is. Welcome to the Horror Virgin.
Holy shit.
I'm wow, Clint.
I'm the Virgin Todd.
I'm Jennifer.
What the fuck is happening up in this bitch? Oh. We just got done watching Tremors.
Yeah, we did.
Woo. Yeah.
And I've got some thoughts.
You do.
Do
about
you?
It.
I feel like this is the first one that you were not scared by at all.
Oh, I do have one spot that did scare me that we'll talk about when we get to it, going through the synopsis, but
did it have to do with Kevin Bacon and his hair?
No. Honestly,
it's pretty fucking scary.
I know you didn't like it, but
I tried to describe, it's like a mullet, but like in the front, he's got it moosed up or something.
I don't know. I think it was all the same length. It was just like, it was
it's like
weird, but
Christian
it was
Slater's
length.
Hair, but an inch longer.
Yeah, but Christian
so it's
Slater's
a little more
is
floppy.
So much better.
Ooh,
well,
yeah.
Christian
like
Slater
Robin
can pull
Hood,
it
Prince
off.
Of Thieves, you
the
know?
Slater.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is peak Slater hair.
Because it's a spoon, you twitch. It'll hurt more. Okay, before we start, I wanted to say that we are super impressed that you guys have been rating and reviewing the podcast.
Yes, thank you.
So much so that we are going to do a contest and give away mugs for those who rate and review the podcast. So make sure you both rate and review it.
Not just any mugs.
What
kind of mugs are they?
Good call. Yeah, if you've been following us on socials, at Horror Virgin.
Which you should be.
I have
Facebook,
not.
We're cool.
Instagram or Twitter. It's because you're not on the internet.
I am on nothing.
You
he
can
lives
check
off the grid.
Out
the
Angel Fire
baby.
Blog.
The Male Gaze.
We need a fanfic Angel Fire blog for Clint called The Male Gaze, and then we need to attack Jared Leto's Wikipedia page and make it sound like he had to get surgery to get his eyes fixed because they're a little bit too close together.
Yeah.
No, tell us about these mugs.
Yeah,
God.
If you've been following us on social, you've seen pictures of them. They've got the HB Cherry logo on one side and then the Horror Virgin full text logo on the other side. And we're going to be giving them away. I think we're going to give away at the next podcast. We're going to get the whole list of all the people who have actually rated and reviewed the podcast on iTunes, and we are going to pull three names out next time.
Yeah,
and we're going to send you guys three mugs. Well, one each.
Yes,
right. For those of you who haven't done a review yet, if you do one, throw it on a screenshot and tweet it at us, or send it to us on Instagram or whatever, and we'll get you in.
Well, we are in our brand new Pod Loft.
Pod Loft.
And have emergency
session.
This movie
had Reba McIntyre in it.
Holy shit.
I can't believe that. And I
and
know
Kevin
you don't...
Bacon.
Was he in this?
This is another movie that I was convinced I had seen, and I have not.
Really?
You haven't
I
seen
do
this?
Not think I,
mean, I
have seen
I
this movie.
I haven't seen this.
Because for whatever reason,
well,
I thought that
anything.
You...
That's true.
One of you told me Reba McIntyre was in it.
I
like,
told
I've never
you
seen that
probably
fucking...
her, because I didn't
but
know.
Then I got it confused with Dolly Parton, and so
you
I'm going
talking
in
about
thinking,
Dolly Parton.
And then I saw Reba, and I was like, are Reba and Dolly Parton in
no.
this movie?
No,
that would be awesome. They could have a country
although
singing
that
rap battle.
That would be the crossover event
of the
century.
That would.
Yeah.
Dolly
there are
Reba
a lot of things
battle.
That I don't give a shit about anymore. That team up and like Van Damme versus Seagal, don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care anymore.
I've seen enough of Seagal's Sheriff TV show to realize that he's
at
an
my
idiot.
House.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, those are some of the best nights I've ever had was watching that fucking. What is that show called?
Your Life is Very Sad. Steven Seagal Law, man.
Oh my God. If you guys haven't seen it, check it out. It
yeah,
is.
Jen, you got to listen to just the intro of that.
Seagal.
Like,
what
is this show?
It's his voiceover, and it's like, my name is Steven Seagal. That's right, Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And like
this
does,
is real. This
he
is
has
all real.
Like Seagal vision. Like it,
he senses danger.
Oh my God.
You have to watch this show.
But it's like cops. It's like a cop style thing. But like,
how can he sense danger?
He just Steven can because he's Steven Seagal.
And his character's name.
Seagal
is
vision is
kind of
like
no,
night
he's
vision
not a character.
At night. He like hones in on people.
Himself. It's insane.
It's a reality show about Steven Seagal being a cop.
Okay, this sounds...
He's not really a cop, but the show makes it out.
So this podcast is now the Steven Seagal Lawman podcast.
Spinoff.
Spinoff podcast.
I would totally do a show
that would
about
be
that.
Fun. And this spinoff's going to be called Seagal Has to Still Be a Virgin.
You know what movie Steven Seagal is not in?
Tremors. Yeah.
But he goddamn well should be.
He could have been one of the Tremors.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, so let's go through it.
Yeah. Because
I have some thoughts on this.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, so it's in a place called
Perfection.
Paradise. Perfection.
Perfection.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what
Utah?
It was.
We got to watch Tremors 3 because it's called Back to Perfection.
And 14 people live there.
Yeah, including Earl and Val.
Earl and Val, who are basically like the
handymen
of the 14 people that live in this town.
Yes. Right.
Which is really weird. And they're getting paid like what? Like $50 a pop or something each day.
Well, when we first see them, they're fixing a fence or something. Uh-huh. And
they're fixing like a wired fence. They seem pretty bad at their jobs, to be honest.
Yeah. If you watch Kevin Bacon trying to hammer that barbed wire fence, it's so bad.
That wasn't in the script. He's just really bad at hammering nails. And so they just left it in. That was improvised. All that nailing was improvised.
I want a backstory between these two. How did
these
two...
Because you're talking about nailing Kevin Bacon, I really don't want Ryan Phillippe to get
Fred
jealous
Ward
if he's listening.
Fred Ward is probably fucking Kevin Bacon, let's be honest. Fred Ward, his partner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think
Kevin
Bacon...
What's the backstory of these two? How did they get together?
The prequel of this is actually called Brokeback Mountain.
Nice.
I mean, they're sleeping together in the back of the same truck.
I don't know how to quit your tremors.
Yep.
Gross. Those vibrations, though, right?
Oh.
I don't know. I guess they're just best friends. Maybe they were in the war together.
It seems.
Oh, yeah.
The war?
Interesting.
It seems like.
Fred Ward's
I think
old
they were probably
in
prison
kind
together.
Kind of war.
That sounds. Oh, yeah.
Cowboy prison.
Hey, you know what?
These two
Let's
are straight
just
up
make
cowboys.
Make up a backstory because I don't think there
well,
is.
Okay,
one.
I'll say this. Kevin Bacon is much younger than. Yeah. Old Ward.
Fred Ward.
Fred Ward. And it seems like there's sort of a fatherly son vibe there.
Like, more like a big brother.
Yeah.
Well,
I would agree. I mean,
for some reason,
they're sleeping out in
together.
The desert. And so when the movie started, I was like, oh, maybe they're like rounding up cattle or doing something like that.
There were cattle in that first scene, but no, they were not
like
rounding up those cattle.
They're like handy guys.
Right.
Handy
they're
handymen. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck?
Yeah, because they fix the fence. And then in another scene, they're like plumbing someone's sewage.
Yeah.
And like,
but I will give them props. It took them about 10 minutes in the movie to realize they need to leave this bumfuck town. And I'm like, ooh, nobody ever actually realizes this and does this. And they're like, oh, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And they pile all their shit, which I don't have a lot of shit, from their truck. Were they living in like a trailer?
I think so.
Yeah.
Were they? Oh, I thought they were just sleeping in the back of their truck.
Well,
they were when they were
they
out in the
I thought they went to their trailer to pack up their shit.
Yeah.
And then there was like another...
And they have like a
There's
hole
another
in the
trailer
ground.
Across from them or whatever.
But yeah, for like the first 30 minutes of this, they're trying to leave.
Yeah, right.
And they keep canting because they keep canting.
I bought it.
I don't know.
They are
nobody corrected you.
They're unable to do this because, you know.
Like maybe that's some
kind tremor.
Of new slang.
So when's the first time we see a tremor? Wait. When they're before they get back to the town the first time, they run into semen on
Rhonda.
Her nose chick.
Rhonda.
Thank you.
Oh,
and
yes,
she's
yes,
got
yes,
like
yes.
Sunscreen. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And what is she again? Is she a size model?
I was trying to shoot for that. It's pointing right at me.
I don't know what sunscreen is. Never be on the business end of a sunscreen squirt.
I don't want to stare that thing down.
That's a tremor. I don't want to look right in the mouth.
I'm no seismologist.
Clint is so mad at us right now.
I'm just sitting here waiting to
do a
podcast. I did like that it was kind of funny that Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward, like, they're like, we heard a woman is out here somewhere.
Right.
We have to check her out. and then he's driving. He's like, it better be blonde with big boobs and blah, blah, blah. And they get out there and she's a solid 4.
Yeah.
And he was very disappointed.
But she just hasn't taken her glasses off.
That's true.
And we're talking.
She's an attractive woman. And later on, he does fall for her anyway.
Yes.
Well,
so, I mean, this is really a love story.
And there's not
there
aren't
story.
Many options out there.
That's
know?
True.
No, it's Fred Ward
solid
or
four
that
in the
woman.
Desert
or
is
the
a
cow.
12.
So anyway, so they talk to Rhonda and then they bone off back to town. That's when they get their shit and they try and leave, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, because the mom offers them some extra work and they turn it down.
Oh, you know
going
yeah.
to Bixby.
Is that the blonde mom?
The mom of remember. Jurassic Park. Girl.
Jurassic Park girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, who is actually
Ariana Richards?
Todd and I were talking about. She actually returns for Tremors 3
Does
as
really?
An adult.
Wait, Tremors 3?
Tremors 3 return to
Park 3.
Perfection or whatever.
No,
fuck.
I don't think she's in any of the other Jurassic Parks, is she?
I don't
she's
know.
In Lost World for like a second.
All I know is that she's eating Jell-O in the first one and it shakes on the spoon when the raptors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't eat Jell-O.
Is that what you do when
you
eat Jell-O?
Choke on Jell-O.
Does it shake all the way
to your I choked on Jell-O one time.
And
I haven't
made
had
fun
it since
of the rest
then.
Of your life.
I'm still
yeah,
just
true.
Curious about how that
yeah,
is
really
physically possible to choke on Jell-O.
I was a child. Can I just say that this is Dune? This is the movie.
Yes.
They're very clearly in the sands of Arrakis.
I was wondering if you were going to say that.
1,000%. And no one's going to understand this because I'm a special kind of fucking nerd. But like those things were the sandworms from Dune.
They're remaking Dune again.
The spice must flow, Clint.
Clint, have you seen Dune?
Of course he has.
A long time ago. Denis Villeneuve that did Arrival, he's directing the new
Dune.
Did
he do...
He just did Blade Runner 2049. That's it. Sicario was his best movie. Mm. Yeah.
Is Sting returning as Paul Atreides?
I mean, I hope so.
I will not see it without that.
I demand it.
The only thing I know about Sting is that he hates his drummer and he fucks his wife for hours at a time.
With no climax, right?
Did somebody just get done?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
They can feel vibrations, Todd.
Turn
your phone off.
My phone just vibrated and I literally feared for my tremor life.
Oh, your tremor life?
Well.
Those tremors,
I
though.
I am single. Lady, somebody find me a Rhonda with jizz on her nose. Let's do this.
Listeners.
Yo, Clint is so mad at me right now. I'm going to edit all of this out. Okay, so they're trying to bone out to Bigsby.
Bone out to Bigsby.
That's got to be Tremors 2, boning out to Bigsby.
Tremors 3, down to Pound Town.
Back to Paradise. Back to
they have made a lot of these movies. I was shocked at how many they made.
Pound Town Perfection.
Pound Town Perfection. Tremors 5, Pound Town Perfection.
Pound Town Perfection is they get like these things that smash the ground to attract the tremors away from the town.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're sitting on a gold mine.
Mine.
If you want to save the town, you got to pound the town.
Exactly. They got to pound the town to get people
to save,
to save the town, Clint. We've got to go to perfection
damn
and
you,
pound.
Tremor.
Well, this podcast is going to be 9 hours long.
What did you put in that Dr. Pepper?
We've got like 5 minutes of usable shit.
So they go to the, they show up at that like gas station slash restaurant slash whatever the
that's,
fuck.
That's run by the Three Ninjas.
Ran by the Three Ninjas grandpa.
Granddad.
Victor Wong is his name.
Yeah.
Victor Wong.
Has that lazy eye.
Dude, there are a lot
couldn't
of lazy
Forrest,
eye
couldn't
actors.
Couldn't get Forrest Whitaker, man.
Joke. Perfect.
I thought he was just faking that.
Oh, he has been since Good Morning Vietnam then.
I didn't know he was in.
Well, he was trying to apply some sunscreen to his nose, but he missed and it shot in his eye.
I think he was just self-conscious.
Oh, we are horrible people.
That's right. So they're driving out of town and they see big drunky dude
on the pole. And he's
it's like a power pole or like a power line pole or something like that.
Yeah, and they got him down. Tower. And the town paramedic or something said he died of thirst.
Yeah, he performed
dehydration.
He performed a truck bed autopsy.
Yeah, and his official cause of death was thirst.
And listen, I have killed a lot of women with thirst. So I understand it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, Clint?
I do not.
Those thirsty women.
They get that thirst going. Clint, they can't get it.
I don't know.
I refuse to look at you.
They can't. But they turn. That's like the first time they turn back around and go back to town because they got to take drunker guy.
Then they try to go back out again. And that's when the construction people have been trimmered and all the boulders fell in the road.
Okay.
So they can't get out. Now, apparently there's only one road.
There's only one road. Wiggle wiggle whack. There's only one road out of paradise.
It's shaping up to be a
perfection.
Episode.
I fucking am gonna call it paradise. Can we just change?
I missed the part where the town was called Perfection until they showed the sign maybe like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept saying dialogue, like Fred Ward kept talking about perfection. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
He just has this weird
thing.
I'm
very confused by his dialogue.
Yeah.
And then I'm a dumbass. That's all that was.
I think you actually just left the room for a minute and didn't see when the sign was
up. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I went to the bathroom and then came back.
Yeah, because
I couldn't figure out how to pause
to me.
Uh-huh. Well, I remember going to the bathroom and I come back. And how did they end up in that field where they end up standing on that rock for like...
They
slept on a rock.
So they lost their truck because the tremor whatever ate it.
It tremored them.
Yeah, and then they went back to Three Ninjas' granddad's store.
And they decided
to get on the horses to ride out of town.
They go back to store, then they all come out and they find the little snake thing that got pulled off, hooked onto the bottom of their car.
Oh, okay.
Then they sell it to the Wong dude.
For like $20.
For 20,
was,
15 is what
the
they
right
landed
dude to
on.
Sell it to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nailed it.
I keep wanting to call him B.D. Wong.
Oh,
but who is
Big
B.D.
Dick
Wong?
Wong?
It was B.D. Wong.
B.D. Wong is...
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I don't think the B.D. stands for Big Dick.
Bringing it back to Jurassic Park, man.
I like how immediately I went to Big Dick Wong.
Of course
I love
you did.
Being me.
So they find out there's some kind of grabber thing, and then they're going to go out to tell college girl Sunscreen Nose
that she needs
to come back in town. But
so
in
the
midst of
there.
All of this, the old dude with the sheep, his sheep have gotten grabbed, and he got grabbed, and they go and they see his hat, and they pick the hat
that's
up,
the
and there's
one,
his face.
That's the one thing that like jump scared me a little bit, because I wasn't expecting his fucking face to be there. But yeah, his face was under the hat, so when they move the hat and the music hits, I was like, ah! But that was really the only scary thing in this whole movie. Right. The rest of this was just Kevin Bacon being bacony.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I was into it.
Oh, so was I. So, yeah, I feel like there's a period where they try to leave town, some kind of grabber thing keeps them going back to the store. They try to leave town, and various escalations of realizing that there are some tremors under
So when they actually, I think it's not Val and his heterosexual life mate.
Partner.
What's his name? B.D. Wong? No.
Fred Ward. But I don't know what his character's name. Oh, Earl.
Yeah, Val and Earl. Thank you. I think it's Val and Earl that try and go out of town again in their truck. And Reba McEntire and...
Michael Gross. Family Ties.
Are going to look for that college chick.
Yeah.
Right? And then something happens and it doesn't work out and they have to come back.
Yeah.
And then they go out on horses. Kevin Bacon and his partner going on horses trying to get out of town. And that's when they...
That's right.
They try and get tremored or they almost get tremored.
And the horses get attacked.
Well, one of them does. One of them just runs off and we never see it again. We assume it's, safe.
And so they're running and running. And then they jump over this, empty riverbed made of concrete.
It's probably like an aqueduct sort of thing to channel water through.
It reminded me of, the Terminator 2 thing. So they jump over it and then...
They don't jump over it. They jump
and fall into
it.
And then they fall into it.
Yeah, these guys.
And then it smacks up against the concrete wall from the other side.
And it dies.
And it dies, yeah. It must be, the baby of the tremor.
It must have been a baby tremor.
Oh.
And then the seismologist. Is that what her job is?
Seismologist. Yes.
She shows up and gets a massive hard on because she's discovered they've discovered a new species
of tremor.
Predates the fossil record.
Right.
Yeah. So they're investigating and they're figuring it out and Kevin Bacon's digging up the tail of it. Mm-hmm. And then she goes and looks at all her seismograph things and she figures out that there's three more of these things.
Yeah, there's three left.
And just then they start to hear the tremors. Yeah. And so now they got to run, and they just run up onto a rock, and then they get
stuck. And that's when they start.
And they're there for a while.
They are there for a while. In fact, they spend the night there, and then
and Kevin Bacon wakes up with this girl totally just spoon raping him. Cuddle
and
rape.
Jacket stealing.
Nobody's business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
she's
wakes up and
for the jacket. And he's like, ooh.
He wakes up. He's like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. And then just kind of brushes her off.
And it's because she still has those pleated pants on.
Not
fallen in love with her.
Her pleats have pleats in this movie. And no bra the entire movie.
Which I just don't get it. Ladies, wear bras.
Ladies.
I mean, you do whatever you want.
That has happened a lot lately in the movies we've been watching.
Yeah.
Ladies,
no bras.
And it don't
I wouldn't notice. I wouldn't notice unless Todd said something.
I know.
You
Todd?
Wouldn't notice.
I don't notice half the time.
He
and you're
must
like,
be
look
an ass
at
man.
Her boobs.
Wait, what?
He looks at their faces.
Because I respect them.
Yeah.
Why?
What color are their eyes, Todd?
I mean,
nipples?
Todd respects their boobs.
Ladies, you can wear bras if you want to, or you cannot wear them if you don't want to.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I mean,
just
listen,
when you're being shot by 35mm film, maybe wear a bra.
Male gaze.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want.
Angelfire.com.
Do what you want.
Okay, but that was the inspiration for this movie. The writer.
Her boobs?
No, not her boobs.
Sorry.
Her bra. No, the writer. The writer, and I can't remember who wrote it. But he was sitting on a big rock doing something, and he just imagined what if there were giant monsters.
The thing he was doing was reading Frank Herbert's Dune.
That's possible.
It has to be that.
Yeah, he's like, what if there were big monsters under
the
earth?
Spice must flow.
Well, did Dune predate this?
Yeah, Dune was 84, I think.
I know nothing
the
about
book
Dune.
Dune came out in the 70s, I think. So, yeah.
Like sand dunes? Are there sand dunes in
so,
this?
So, let me explain this 90-part book series to you in 30 seconds real quick.
Please do. Are there giant worm monsters underground?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So, there's a guy named Baron Harkonnen. I'm not going to do this with you right now. Just know it's a decent sci-fi series.
Okay.
I didn't read the books.
Oh, it's a series?
And I'm sure the books are great. Sci-fi series, pretty solid. And then Children of Dune is the follow-up to it. Also pretty solid. Check it out.
Okay.
You're so this is a very weird thing to say about this movie. I never thought I would say it. But the cinematography is really gorgeous in this movie.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah. It's pretty.
It
I
looks
mean,
like it... an ad for Wyoming, tourism board or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Jen, did you see where this movie was shot?
In the desert somewhere.
Oh, that makes sense. All right, cool.
I do not know where
the desert's 90% of the West, but that's fine. Yeah.
It was in the West.
Well, we're making progress.
Well, that's a big no shit, Jen.
That's a big no shit.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what was shot.
Does it fucking matter where it was shot?
No,
guys?
It's It's shot in the West.
It was shot next to the Salton Sea. Can we move on?
This dude, this is his first theatrical movie, the director, and then after this he did City Slickers.
No
a year
shit.
Later. Yeah.
So that makes complete sense to me.
Totally.
City Slickers is a great movie, also a horror film.
Whoa.
No, it's great. I mean,
it is pretty scary when...
I love Billy Crystal.
When Norman almost dies, it's floating down the river, and he has to go save it.
You don't like Billy Crystal?
I don't like comedies. That's
so you didn't
all I
like
remember
Tremors?
About City Slickers.
No, Tremors is a comedy.
It's a horror comedy. Somebody dies. If somebody doesn't die in my comedy and it's not like five
what
movies,
is your life like?
Who do you think I am?
No joy whatsoever.
Yeah. Jesus. No.
I don't see any comedy books up here. All
I have I have never once seen you laugh.
He's not seeing anything right now.
I'm blind.
Not at all.
All right, so they then pogo from
pole
rock
vault.
To rock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pogo's a different thing.
Well, yeah,
they
and the two
from
men
rock to rock.
Are arguing about stupid ideas that they have, and the woman's like, hey, I've solved the problem, and then she just takes off. Yeah.
So you want to think that this is a metaphor for society.
I do think it is a metaphor for society. Those big boulders, man.
It wasn't the best idea because Fred Wolf almost died.
Fred Ward. That's true.
What did I say? Fred Wolf.
When he only gets halfway across. And oh my goodness. I laughed so hard at this part and I was the only one when he steps in a hole and he's like,
yeah, I didn't really get what, like, I looked at you. Like, I was like, did I miss something? Yeah.
Oh and he was like, goddamn prairie dogs.
Yeah, it was just like a random hole.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. I remember laughing at that a lot when I used to watch this. Because this was on USA all the time. I've seen this movie a lot.
What was the deal with the Tremors movies and being on USA? Cause like the
I mean, is this not the kind of movie that USA viewers would just eat up?
I guess, but like the Tremors show was on USA. Like I feel like they had the rights to it or something.
They had a TV show?
Yeah. Well, they...
Like a season, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it only lasted like 30-something episodes. But then they tried another show. And isn't this the one that Kevin Bacon was on? I get very confused by this.
The following.
They tried to make a new movie, and then they also tried to make a new show. And I think the show didn't make it to air. But the new movie is coming out starring Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, wow. This sounds horrible.
Straight to Netflix,
But Kevin Bacon was on the show. And so everybody was like, what the fuck? Why can't that?
Because he hasn't been in any of the sequels.
No, he hasn't. Yeah. So... Finally
oh,
needs
and he
that paycheck.
Apparently, hold on. He thought this was going to be the end of his career. He thought this was his career low, and he was like crying.
What career? It was like 1990.
Yeah, but he'd done Footloose.
He was very big at this
and
point.
And Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And Animal House.
I mean, he did do Flatliners in the same year.
I love Flatliners. Is that on the list?
We should add it.
Yes.
That's pretty much horror. Yeah,
it's totally horror.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flatliner is actually hard to find like DVD.
We got it on Plex.
Isn't there a remake of that just came out recently?
Yes, and I heard it was just
I don't know anything about it.
Kiefer Sutherland was in it.
I don't know anything about it, but
it's really sad.
I remember seeing a trailer for it.
It's so good. I wrote a college paper about Oliver Platt in Flatliners. It was awesome.
You wrote a college paper about Porthos from The
Three
Musketeers?
Oh, was he Porthos? No, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, I was in film school and I never did that.
Oliver
Jennifer.
Platt
well,
was Porthos.
You know, not really interested in this class, so I was just kind of making
Once again, bringing up The Three Musketeers.
I'm
going
to do everything I can to bring every episode
every
back to
Every podcast to The Three Musketeers.
Yeah, if you get
is
to
that
have
your
sex
comfort
with Ryan
zone?
Phillippe. Yeah, it is, really.
I don't really want to have sex with Ryan Phillippe.
Well,
I
don't
You
either.
Do?
I don't. I misspoke.
Yeah, I kind of do.
I mean, I wouldn't.
A little bit.
You wouldn't kick him out of bed?
I mean, if you get a chance to fuck antitrust.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to get sued.
Where the fuck are we in this movie?
We're in... Okay, so they just pole vaulted around all the rocks.
And
what
back in the truck,
say?
Right?
And back, yeah.
And she's driving with her one hand on the gas pedal, I guess one hand on the steering wheel,
just,
and
like,
she can't see.
Yeah, she just, like, dived down, and she's got, like, her face right next to the foot pedals.
Yeah.
And somehow is managing to steer this truck, because they're just in the truck bed, like, woo, we got away, woohoo. She's like, oh, guys, can somebody help me drive the truck? It would have been funny if the truck just immediately flipped over and killed them all.
Credits.
I'm in a weird mood.
Wouldn't it be great if we all died? And then they go back to, I almost said Ray Liotta's house. They go back to
Ray Liotta.
Three Ninjas' granddad's house.
Yeah, where right. or his his convenience
general store.
The general
this
store.
This is basically where almost
there?
The rest
Probably
of the movie
lived,
takes
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Like, they get in there, they try to come up with a plan to get out of town, they realize that they're sort of...
Yeah, because the tremors can
What was the deal?
Now...
Like, on one side there were mountains, and then the other side was what? The tremors had
cliffs.
Blocked the other...
Cliffs. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's
cliffs
right.
Cliffs and
right,
mountains,
right.
But you couldn't make it to the mountains, because it was too far away. The tremors will get you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So
but not the tremors.
They tried to come up with a bunch of different ideas, and then I guess they were being too loud, and the tremors heard them,
yes,
and one of the tremors punched through the floor.
And ate. Yeah.
And ate.
Granddad of the three ninjas.
Yeah, yeah. that was
because now the tremors, they can like suck cars down into the ground and they can like dismantle buildings.
Well, they sucked a car down at the very beginning.
Yeah,
there was that couple who was building a house out in the under the stalls,
mm-hmm.
and they got sucked down, or I guess the husband got killed, and then she got in the car and the car got sucked down.
Apparently, that scene was supposed to be a lot longer, but nothing worked. So they just like showed the flashlights up in the sky.
I mean, that's fine. I feel like it worked. It didn't need to be longer. Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like I was fine with that. So three ninjas' granddad dies.
Yeah, gets sucked
and
in.
Then they get on the roof. They ninja their way up to the roof.
Oh, but I really like the part where she's walking along all of the shelves and she's jumping as they're falling over, and then she just like plants it through the window.
She jumps through a window, or I guess it falls out
and
falls
survives over, because it's an 80s movie, and then she's makes her way up to what is she standing
the
on?
Water
like
tower.
The siphon,
the water tower,
where
the
ladies
annoying...
take the baths later.
So there's this annoying.
You ever seen that old show
what?
Where like the ladies bathe in the water tower?
I Sing You to
is
Me.
Is this Golden Girls?
What?
I Sing You to Me.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie called Australia where they
Nobody
hide the water
gives
tower.
A flying
I Sing You to Me
about Australia.
What the fuck is happening?
Australia
was a great movie.
Austria. I'm singing.
The three ninjas' granddad dies. They climb up on top of stuff and then they get on the roof, except for
they're all on various
what
roofs.
What is her name?
Rhonda
goes out the window,
and then this annoying fucking kid that has
Melvin.
Been like playing pranks on them just won't die, and then he ends
he's
up
like
on
in the outhouse.
What? Like he ends up on an outhouse.
It is sort of an outhouse,
mm-hmm.
but so they're all talking to each other like through the over the rooftops.
Well, except for Reba and her husband, the guy from Family Ties, because they're like. I'm going to say compound.
Yeah, their blue room of guns.
Oh my God.
And that was a really entertaining sequence one of the tremors tries to attack them in their, I guess they're in their basement?
It's sort of a bunker.
Like a bunker they built.
Blue
and they have
of guns.
Like hundreds of guns on this
it's
wall.
It's really funny
and
though
because
they're like shooting it and then they both run out of ammo and then the camera just sort of pans and that's when the reveal of the wall of guns happens and you're like, oh, God,
holy shit.
Is happening?
Yeah, who are these people?
Someone definitely paid those NRA dues.
Yeah, and I found like five different websites that listed every single gun and every kind of ammo that they had and how they were making the bullets and exactly how
to do that.
Oh,
that's sad. And I mean, like Reba McEntire's character is like listing off like, this weapon won't work, use this one.
Right,
blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And
I did think it was interesting that they went through a lot of bullets on that tremor.
Mm-hmm.
And the first tremor you see die just hit his head sort of hard.
Right.
Yeah, that was weird. I think she eventually killed... Reba eventually killed it with a rocket launcher, I think. Or, a grenade launcher or
what?
Something like
movie?
That.
A flare gun. Reba
was
got
that
it
what
with
it was?
A flare
it
gun.
Was a flare
and
gun,
then...
but it was it, she didn't kill it. She just lit his mouth on fire.
Michael... Oh, I thought it died after that.
No, well, it did.
They she
the
did that,
gun.
And then he shot it with that big-ass
double-barrel
rifle.
Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they had to break the glass to get to in case of emergency.
Yeah, why would you have a gun behind it like it's a fire extinguisher?
Right. Just in case they get tempted to take it down every once in a while, you know?
They're like,
should play with it.
We're going to go deer hunting. Right. Should we grab that? Not today. Not today, elephant gun.
No. Damn, I can't find the key to the glass case.
So they do kill it. Then they're going to try and they get on their roof and they start radioing over to the people in the town. Paradise?
Perfection.
Fucking perfection. The people who are in perfection proper.
If you understood perfection, you would get it
Kevin
right.
Bacon, and that's when the tremors start to realize that they can take down the houses.
Right.
So they start to shake the houses loose or
and
whatever.
And that they can't shoot the tremors through the
because
dirt.
Because they're in the dirt. Yeah. And dirt will slow the bullet down enough that it won't hurt it enough to kill
right.
it. Yeah.
So while they're figuring out a plan, Reba McEntire and Michael Gross just go up and start making like 50 pipe bombs.
Well, yeah.
Just their various materials.
The plan for a short time was get in your truck, come get us and drive us to the mountain, and then the tremor takes their truck or whatever, and they can't do that.
Which it was nice of the tremor to do that before they got in the truck.
That was super sweet of it. Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah,
that was the mother tremor, I think, that did that.
Why does everything good happen have to be a woman that does it?
I mean, I think the answer to that is obvious. Hashtag pod mom.
Hashtag pod mom.
I thought I was going to kill that.
You're the one that said it, yeah.
I know.
I've been calling her pod mom for like a week, and she's like, never say that on a podcast.
No,
and I was like, all right. So I didn't. And
you
then
got
she
in my
just
head,
said it.
Man.
Pod mom.
No.
It's too late. If I'm Toddy Body, you're fucking Pod Mom. Fuck.
We need a clever nickname for Clint.
Yeah, what's my nickname?
The Clintonator.
The Clint.
Clintronomicon.
Clintronomicon. I don't like any of these.
I mean, I think.
I don't either.
I know. I don't really like Pod Mom.
But you live up to it. So we then cut back to Kevin Bacon, who's on top of his building, right?
Yeah.
And that's, they're like shaking, the tremor is shaking the building, and they're trying to figure out a way to get away from the tremors. And that's when he and other half of Brokeback Mountain talk and realize that they need to go to they need to go get the
big cat, and they're gonna
what
drag
is the big cat
it's
though?
A big bulldozer.
It's a bulldozer, yeah, that's what it is. And then they have like a thing that drags behind it.
Yeah, just like a metal thing.
It's a metal sleigh.
And everybody everybody's gonna just ride in the sleigh.
Right. So they realize that there's no way that anyone can make it to that without a distraction. So they start a fucking like riding lawnmower. They like
They set a riding lawnmower loose.
Yes.
To distract the tremor.
They
and
send
then
it off into the opposite direction.
Yeah, and
I guess
it actually works, I think.
For
they all get to the thing. Like, there's not somebody who, oh no, the dad of the Jurassic Park guy gets sucked through the tire.
Oh, I didn't
remember?
Know there was a dad in that family.
Yeah.
You don't really see him, honestly, that much. You see him like two or three times.
Yeah. We see him once, like really goofily celebrating when they kill the trimmer with the guns.
It,
he's
almost,
like, woo, woo, woo.
It almost feels like it was a reshoot because he's not with anybody else.
Right.
He's by himself in like every shot he's in, he's by himself.
Like he got sick some of the days.
Or just like they were like,
so they
maybe
decided the family needed a father and they went back and just.
Yeah, and they were like, they just reshot his character because he's never with the mom and daughter. And the daughter is literally wearing a shirt. It's a Target.
Yeah.
She has a Target on her shirt.
Yeah, and she has a pogo stick. So what's going on?
Ugh.
That's what you get when you got 14 people in your town.
Pogo sticks?
Yeah. All right. What else? They don't have cable.
No one had cable. It was 1990.
I had cable in 1990.
I grew up poor. I don't know. I'm sorry. So anyway, the two tremors that are left, because remember, one bumped its head really hard and died.
Yeah.
And then one was killed by Family Ties. Reba McEntire.
So there's two left.
There's two left, and they chase the riding lawnmower.
And then they dig a trap for him.
Yeah, they dig a trap of them.
Whoa, guys, we're not even there yet. No, we're not even there yet.
Way too far.
We're 30 seconds behind.
They're still on their roof, right? So other half of Brokeback Mountain and Kevin Bacon are like, oh, I'm going to go for it. And then Kevin Bacon hits him, and Kevin Bacon jumps off the roof right onto his tailbone. And then hauls it to the thing. And the only reason I wanted to stop you and talk about this part is because the riding lawnmower falls over. They realize, they being the tremors, realize that it is
a trap.
Not a person.
It's a trap.
Turn around and start going after Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Bacon just stops where he is.
Yes.
And then
they can't find him
for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And they can just feel around for him. But
right.
He can,
and then he does his best like 1 foot square dance to keep the thing from finding him.
I think he learned that in Footloose.
He must have learned that in Footloose, where he jizzed confetti. And they
follow us on Twitter, guys.
You guys are missing some good shit. But
okay. So Kevin Bacon is stuck. He's foot loosened on the ground trying to get rid of the tremors.
And that's when, is it Rhonda?
Rhonda, yes.
Rhonda on the water tower kicks the pipe that connects the water tower to the ground or whatever.
Yeah,
and
so she quiet places
water,
them.
And then they
and then
run
they
over there.
Out.
Now, if you're a Dune fan, you know water kills the sandworms. So I thought maybe they would be scared of water. But no, he was like, I can't blatantly rip off Dune's intellectual property. So they're fine. They just go over there and check it out.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Bacon's able to go full redneck Santa Claus and get the cat and the sleigh together and come over and pick up everybody.
Right.
And then they drive over to Reba McEntire and Family Tie Dad's house and pick up all the guns. And they've been making, they've made like 90 pipe bombs with just the material on their roof.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is, I don't know that you can have characters like that in today's political
climate. No, I don't think you could.
Because these
not
like,
lovable ones.
Oh,
I do think that's what the Purge series is about though.
What? Lovable pipe bomb makers?
No, not lovable pipe bomb makers, but people like that. So they throw like 90 bags of ammo and guns and pipe bombs into this sleigh.
Jump into the redneck Santa sleigh, and then they start to haul it out of town.
So many bags that it's dangerous because the tremors are going to pull the sleigh into the ground. But they got to have all those guns, man.
They do, and they come back to help out. And
they
that's when they're, as they're driving out of town, Clint, that's when the tremors who can't like lift the machine to knock them off of it.
Yeah, because it's too big or
they
heavy.
They dig that hole that the machine then falls into, and they book it over to the rock, right? Yeah. And that's where they realize they can't pogo off of this one, or was it?
No, they can't pogo off of this.
It's not
pogo.
Pogo
pole vault.
They can't pole vault off this one.
Yeah, so they're just going to die, and then they start getting snippy, and Reba McEntire talks Michael Gross down.
Yeah,
he does.
They start fighting on the rock.
He thinks he knows everything. I don't know.
Well, like, and this is when Kevin Bacon and other half of Brokeback Mountain start fishing for
Earl.
I think it's easier to say other half of Brokeback Mountain.
Is it? That's like a lot
more
so.
Than it is for me to
so.
Try and remember his stupid fucking name.
Oh, it's Earl and Fred Ward.
Fred Ward's playing himself. Have you ever seen Fred Ward in any other movie?
He looks just like that guy from The Walking Dead. He looks just like
The Punisher.
Yeah,
what is his name?
I honestly
his name. John Bernthal.
I think he's a horrible actor. He's the reason I hate the Punisher series. That and it's horribly written.
But we've talked about this before. You don't like good actors.
Yeah. Or good
movies.
Television.
Do you really think
it's
he's
like
a
you
good
have
actor?
Bad taste in everything? Is what I'm saying.
Do you really think he's a good actor, or you just want to fuck him?
Yes.
No
correct.
Comment.
No, yes
no, no. I've
both,
never seen yeah. any of these things.
they go fishing for.
Yeah, fishing for tremors. So they're throwing rocks like to kind of make it look like footsteps. Like each rock is a little bit further, and then they tie a rope to these pipe bombs and they throw. And Fred Ward lassos it out and hooks it. And
it
then,
was totally badass. And then Kevin Bacon does it and he fails.
Yeah.
Can I ask why you would throw? Why does the rope need to be connected to the bomb? I don't understand that at all. Are they going to try and pull the bomb back?
Maybe.
Because the bomb's going to blow up.
Yeah. They just thought it was a better idea to lasso it than throw it. And then that way, if you miss the first time, you can pull it back and do it again.
Yeah.
But it's lit. It's a lit
Yeah,
bomb.
You only have, like, I think they said they only have, like, 15 seconds with the fuse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if I throw a bomb, I'm not going to pull it back.
Well, what if you threw it way too far and then you pulled it back just a little bit? Or you could drag it along so it would still make the vibration.
Now, that makes good sense. Yeah. That's just proper planning, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Hashtag herderer.
All right, hashtag herderer. There is not a herderer in this movie, but herderers do plan.
Those trimmers may have been ladies.
Ooh, you don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Just like all the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park were ladies.
They were. Life
but could
finds
still
a way, man.
Get down.
Yeah.
Because life finds a way.
Because when women are in charge, you know.
Bad they things. Can procreate by
happen.
Themselves.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't think that's true.
When men are in charge,
we'll
movies
figure it
like
out.
Tremors happen.
That's true.
There was no nudity in this movie, Clint.
Did that disappoint you?
Well,
I was shocked to learn this was PG-13.
It was originally R for language, because apparently Fred Ward and Kevin Bacon like dropped a bunch of F-bombs, and they had to edit a lot of them out. Yeah. And there was one, like, the goofy ones, like they said, Mother Humper at some point.
It got a little graphic there in a couple parts. I will say that the effects hold up really well.
They do.
This to be, like a low-budget 90s movie.
Like, when they were fishing for tremors, and the one that does work, when the other half of Brokeback Mountain gets his tremor to eat it, and it blows up.
Uh-huh.
That was actually, look. Have you guys seen that YouTube video of them blowing up the whale on the beach?
No,
and
is
it's,
it real?
Well, it was already dead. The whale had washed up on shore because it had died, and it just washed up on shore. So they didn't kill it or anything. But, I mean, they couldn't move it because it was too big. So they put dynamite under it to blow it up. And then they could collect the pieces.
Oh my God!
But they put way too much dynamite under it. So and like spectators, have you guys not seen this?
No.
Really? Oh my God! It's so awesome. So like spectators come up just to watch them sort of blow up this thing. But it was only supposed to like break it up more or less. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would have gone a little bit in the air, but it wasn't supposed to be insane. But they put way too much,
and
it
just
blows
it
up
sky high,
and it starts like this whale matter starts falling down, like putting holes in cars, and like
gross.
People got injured.
Poor
it
Keiko.
Is funny. It is so. I mean, guys, the whale was already dead. We're not talking like a blackfish scenario.
Certain
it's like
people
a real
are. Certain people are crying right now.
Yeah, PETA.
I mean, no, it was already
okay,
dead.
It was already dead.
It was already
nobody
dead.
Nobody blew up a live whale.
Right. It was dead before it washed up on shore, or that's what they want you to believe.
Uh-oh.
I like how you knew where I was going. You're like, uh-oh.
Also, none of us did this either.
Well.
Oh, were you there? Was that what you were doing in Japan?
Well, I mean, there were a few big Japanese ladies that were there. She would have definitely got some sunscreen on her nose.
Gross.
That's only a thing people do in movies, the whole sunscreen on the nose thing. It's
weird. Because then
I've never once seen anyone put sunscreen on their nose in real life. I mean, I've seen them like rub it in.
Right.
But I've never seen someone like leave white. It's like a Revenge of the Nerds thing.
Yeah. Like putting tape on your glasses.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, because then you'll have a white nose and a red face everywhere else.
Yeah. It's real dumb.
Yeah.
Guys, how much money do you think this movie cost to make?
We're not done talking about it, but we can take a break for this. Okay. So how much money?
Because you weren't talking about it for a while, so I just figured I'd just start talking
about
it.
Well, we had to talk about exploding whales and
getting cum on your nose. So
priorities, Clint.
Yeah, Clint. Priorities. How much did it cost to make? Oh, you're asking us how much it cost to make?
Yeah, I'm asking you a guess.
It came out in 1990. Mm-hmm. It was pretty low budget, it looked great, but a lot of that was just the area. I would say 4 to 8 million.
That's pretty close. What do you think?
What do you think?
20.
Okay.
I said 4 to 8 million. He said, that's pretty close. And you're like, $100 million.
11 million.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it
okay.
only made 16.
I was way closer than you were.
I am a really bad estimator of everything.
It made how many?
It made 16 million.
So, okay. I guess
so
it
didn't
money?
Make any money, not really.
But
I mean, like
if you put the
production
into it.
I'm sorry, the advertising. Yeah.
It tripled its box office gross with VHS sales and rentals.
Shit. Okay. I did not have those numbers.
It became a huge hit. And like, it's still around.
Right. Obviously, because it, had three sequels.
And this is the kind of movie that you want to rent.
That's true.
Like, this is a good,
sleepover movie.
Yeah.
And honestly, more people have asked us online and in person, the people that I know in real life have asked us to do this movie. They love this movie. Yeah.
I do, too. I remember watching it a lot when I was little.
So, yeah, everyone was like, when are you going to do Tremors?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is a good softball for you, too, because it's not really very scary.
Oh, this was one of the softest of balls.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Ask the other half of Brokeback Mountain. The one that's still alive, though.
Oh,
Heath.
Never learned.
So it made $16 million, but tripled that in the...
So it
made some money.
Yeah, it made some money. Yeah.
It's still, and I mean, it got some sequels. It's got like 5 sequels.
Yeah. I don't think any of them were theatrical, but it definitely...
3 sequels, 1 prequel, I think. And no, they were not theatrical. This is the
so
only
So where we left our heroes, everyone was stranded on the rock, and one Tremor had been killed, so we're down to one Tremor. Because remember, other half of Brokeback Mountain threw the bomb out and did kill one of the Tremors.
Yeah.
And it rained down like whale juice on them. And
nice.
And Kevin Bacon tries to do it, and the Tremor does eat the bomb and then spits it back out.
Right.
And it lands on the rocks, and they have to scatter. And like half of them get to the another side of the rock and are fine. The other half have to run off
the rock. And our three heroes are just stuck out on the ground.
Three heroes being the Brokeback Mountain twins and White Nose Rhonda. And then they bone out. They're trying to run back to the rock,
they
where they
freeze.
Get cut off.
Yeah.
By the last Tremor.
And Kevin Bacon's got one bomb left in his hand.
Only one.
Yeah. He's like, and this one's not, this not falling for it. He's smarter than this. Woo!
I wonder, why does Kevin Bacon have a connection with the Tremor?
I don't know.
Is he born of the Tremor?
I think he can smell Tremor.
So at that point, Kevin Bacon's like, I got a plan! And he starts running.
Mm-hmm.
And then other half of Brokeback Mountain and Rhonda start running with him because they have to light the bomb that he's holding.
Yeah.
And Rhonda has the lighter. I don't remember how she got the lighter, but Rhonda has the lighter. So she has to run up there. They light the bomb and they run towards the cliffs, right? So they're running towards the cliffs. They get right on the edge of the cliffs. Kevin Bacon lights the bomb and throws the bomb behind the Tremor.
Yeah.
The bomb goes off and it scares the Tremor, and the Tremor charges towards Kevin Bacon, which is at the end of the cliff.
Yeah.
And Kevin jumps out of the way.
He chickens it.
And the bomb
or
goes
jumps
off.
Over it or something.
Yeah.
It was weirdly shot.
Which I want to point out, there's another Australia tie-in here. There's a scene in Australia where there's like a stampede and this boy is standing by the edge of the cliff and he has to stop the cows from running off the cliff.
We're talking about the musical.
Yeah, with
Australia.
Nicole Kidman.
It is not a musical.
Made no money whatsoever.
It is not a musical.
Is it Baz Luhrmann?
Okay.
It is not a musical.
But I'm pretty sure it's Bob.
It is actually a pretty awful movie.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You guys should check
really
it out.
Nobody
long.
Remembers ever got me.
It is really long. And Who's the other one?
Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman, Nicole Kidman, and this kid who actually...
It starred actual Australians?
Yeah.
It's a passion project.
I sing you to me.
Is that what you were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
And then I started singing the sound of music.
All I wanted to say is that Australia is a shot-for-shot remake of Tremors.
Really?
And I think it's about time that Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman answer for their crimes.
It's got a little Dune thrown in there, too. And this is the coolest part, I think, when the Tremor just shoots out the side of the cliff and explodes.
And then lands on the rock and
the
explodes, yeah.
And it's gross, their blood is
it's so orange.
Just a little
orangey.
Yeah. Where do we think the Tremors came from, guys?
Ooh. Do they ever answer that?
Did they come from Australia? They swam over.
I sing you to me.
No. They just insinuated they were possibly millions of years old.
Or they came from another planet.
From space.
Or from
other
space.
Half of,
or
Brokeback
the government.
Mountain. Or the what?
The
I
government.
Bet the sequels
the
answer this question. We need to get
they
on Tremors Wikipedia.
Do. I went to Tremors Wiki.
Did you?
It's wiki.tremors.net.
Did anybody ever write any Tremors books?
Like a novelization of this? Yeah, I think they're called Dune, right?
Frank Herbert tackled that in his series called Dune.
Is that the whole movie?
Well, sort of. So this is where they end up back in paradise. It's not paradise. It's
perfection.
Not para. Paradise. It's not a Coldplay song. It's Perfection. So they end up back in Perfection, and Brokeback Mountain couple are about to leave again and go to Bigsby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when White Nose Rhonda comes up and says,
"No, I'm going to be
well, I wish you'd kiss me, but yeah. I'm installing for time until you kiss me."
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're like, you know,
yeah.
like first date sort of thing. You know,
I love all the looks that Fred Ward gives Kevin Bacon anytime there's anything going on with this woman.
But it is very clear. It's like they both clearly have to leave. Like Rhonda has to go somewhere and Kevin Bacon has to go somewhere.
She's going
to
like lead all this research.
Like, it's like they're on their first date and it's way late at night and both of them would just rather go home and go to bed. But both of them know that something else has to happen, but no one's man enough to do it. So it's like standing outside for like an hour and a half waiting for someone to kiss the other person.
Sitting in the
and
car.
And then eventually someone does. Well, then don't sit in a car and do it. Pick like a nice place, like go to the Parthenon or some shit. And like, you just stand out there for like an hour or 2 hours waiting for him to kiss you, but he won't because he's chicken shit. And then you fucking
or
like,
respecting boundaries.
Yeah, and then whatever. And then Kevin doesn't kiss her.
No,
right?
He doesn't.
Yeah, I'll say this about respecting boundaries. Consent is important, and I'm not going to go to jail for you guys.
That is very true.
Right? So anyway, so Kevin...
His patriarchy lunches are already paying off.
They're paying off. So Kevin lets her leave, and then the other half of Brokeback Mountain's like, you missed your chance or whatever.
Right,
I don't know.
She'll never
you're stuck
you.
With me now.
Yeah, I guess I'm
what
gonna...
did Kevin Bacon have to go off and do, by the way? He was like,
they
bro.
Just wanted to go to Bixby.
What the fuck is it? Like,
well,
so they
were talking
move?
About being on some magazine, like People Magazine or National Geographic.
Oh, yeah, the People Magazine.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think they had a. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Who knows?
And then,
the movie's over.
He
that's
just needs
why.
To follow her.
And like, and then the other half of Brokeback Mountain was like, if you don't get her, I'm going to get you. And he was like, all right, I'll go. And so he goes and they kiss.
He's like, we're going to do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Like, he's having to talk himself
talking,
into.
Well, he's like, what would a woman like that want with an idiot like me? She got PhDs. I got to get to this goddamn Home Depot.
Of course she wants to kiss you.
Wait, what?
I said you were
and then he's
Footloose.
Like, wait. She's like, yes.
Yeah, I saw what you did in Friday the 13th. I know you can get it.
Oh,
let's
yo, dog.
Do this thing.
Oh, yeah. Kevin can get
it.
And it totally ends on a romantic comedy note.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Like a freeze frame of their kiss, too. She's got some pretty hideous shorts on in this scene, too.
I mean, honestly, there was a lot of hideous clothing in this movie, but it's well, like it came out in 1990. That was like an era of hideous clothing.
That's true. That was the peak year of it.
The peak year of hideous.
Oh, hideous.
Oh, hideousness.
Yeah.
But that is the movie, yeah.
It is.
And honestly, like, this movie wasn't good. But it wasn't bad.
I enjoyed it.
It wasn't scary at all. Like, I'm surprised, having seen it now, I'm surprised you guys thought it was horror.
It's
always
horror comedy.
Yeah, horror comedy.
Have you seen
like,
any
if
other
you
horror
go,
comedies?
If you went to Blockbuster back in the day, you found this in the horror section.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think, to me, there's a lot more comedy beats than there are horror beats in this.
Yeah, well, but it's a monster movie.
Okay.
And it's a throwback to, like, the 50s monster movies.
So the movie Evolution, is that a horror movie or is that a comedy?
I would put it...
No,
and I know you've seen
movie.
Evolution because you see David Duchovny's bare ass in that
Wait,
movie.
What movie?
And I
Evolution?
Know
Evolution? I don't think I've
seen
that.
It. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I have seen
David
the YouTube
Duchovny,
part
Sean
of his
William
ass,
Scott.
Sean William Scott's in it. I love Sean William Scott.
And Orlando Jones.
Yeah.
From
who was
seven
only in movies
commercial.
For like 3.5 minutes, but I like him. I thought he was good. He's
like
great
2 years
in
there he got.
Yeah.
Replacements.
But anyway, so like, is that movie a horror movie to you guys?
Evolution? I don't know what movie
it's
you're
not.
Talking about.
That movie, to me, had more scares than this movie did.
I would have to go back and watch that again.
And
but
in fairness to me, I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay, yeah.
But it did scare me a lot when I watched it.
I think when people are getting sucked into the ground by monsters, that
there's a lot of blood in this movie. There's a lot of guts.
Yeah, there's that, some dead bodies. Yeah. This is horror. Now, I don't know if I would put it first horror. I would either put it like first comedy, then horror. But I don't know. I think the two of them are kind of interchangeable.
We're going to get to another movie eventually called Lake Placid that is a lot like the tone of this movie.
Yeah. Have you ever seen any other horror comedies?
Is Lake Placid a horror comedy?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I have seen Lake Placid.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a horror movie. I thought it was a comedy.
Yeah. I mean,
it's fucking funny.
The monster factor.
Porthos from Three Musketeers is also in that. Oliver Platt is in everything.
I love Oliver Platt.
He's so good. He's in West Wing.
I know.
God.
Well, he smashes the recorder. So many
I actually
things.
Had an in-depth conversation about Aaron Sorkin's writing versus David Mamet's writing the other night.
Oh, really?
And I realized that I'm never going to have sex again.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, but this is a horror comedy, and I think most horror comedies, a lot of them aren't really that scary.
Do you? Okay. I mean, then
we
should watch.
I mean, they have scary moments.
Sure. And this one had the one scary moment for me. That was.
I mean, some of them are scary. Like, I would say Cabin in the Woods is a horror comedy.
And I've heard that that's pretty scary.
That is,
yeah,
it is scary.
That's the very last one you're going to watch.
Okay. Yes. Because you have to have seen so many other movies to really
I've heard
yeah,
that.
You
that
appreciate,
I've heard appreciate that from you guys. Yeah,
but Josh Lyman's in it.
So what's the scary scale on this?
Scary scale. I mean, I can predict.
Are there any
juicy
fun
facts?
Yeah.
I found some interesting stuff about the casting. Apparently they had to read for Reba because she was trying to get out of music and she had some kind of deal. I don't know if this is interesting or not, but they wouldn't have read for her if the studio didn't make them.
So this was her first movie then?
This was her first movie. Okay. She was trying to get out of singing.
It's a good role to start with.
Well, they were like, well, fucking Reba, man, we got to give her an audition. And she was awesome. And she was apparently really down to earth on set and they all really liked her. So
I've heard that she's a really great person. I've never met her. And I know that a lot of country stars live here and hang out in town a lot, but I've actually never seen her or run into her. But everyone I know that has said she's really nice. She talks to everybody and she's really sweet. She had her own TV show, right?
Yeah, Reba, I think
it's still
it was
on, maybe?
Is it?
I don't know. Well, CMT CMA. Picked it up.
I
after
see it sometimes when I'm working out in the gym, but I figure they're like on reruns, and I can't hear them now.
I could be way off on that. It could have ended like 10 years ago.
I don't think any of us ever watched it. But yeah, she was great in this too. Like, good character for her.
Unlike some other movies where musicians have been in them and they were bags of shit, like Freddy vs. Jason and the Destiny Child chick,
Kelly Rowland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eminem.
I think was pretty solid.
Horror is a genre that a lot of people go to for their first movie. Uh-huh. I remember like Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
like
House of Wax.
Fucking House of Wax, which she gets murdered in a glorious way. So that's fun.
Yeah,
the rest of that movie's garbage.
I haven't seen it.
But yeah, anyway, I thought she was fine in it. I don't think she was amazing, but she definitely was as good as everyone else on the screen.
I really think all the acting in this was good, except for maybe that one dad that got sucked through the tire, you know?
Yeah.
It's really corny. Everybody's acting is corny because it's a corny script,
right.
But it's fun. I thought it was fun.
I honestly
fun.
Feel like they were directed that way.
Yeah,
like,
right. I wasn't bored.
Everyone's hitting that same
Everyone knew what kind of movie they were
in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's important, that too. Like, I've seen some movies where, like, one person is, like, chewing the fucking scenery and everyone else is trying to play it straight.
Like any movie Al Pacino's in.
Or Ben Foster.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't it doesn't play well.
Well, so in the movie Carrie, Piper Laurie, who plays the mom, she was acting as if that movie were a comedy. And that's part of why she's so scary in that movie. It's on the list. We'll see.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but that's not a comedy. But.
Well, and also, thank you for not making it a spoiler.
No. I mean, is there a bad guy in Carrie?
No,
there are only bad women.
There are lots of bad women in that one. We're going to put it on the
list.
Hashtag
matriarchy.
Yeah. That's a good example of a matriarchy.
Nailed it.
Other facts I have. They were called graboids. We kept calling them
graboids?
Tremors. Yeah, because that's the Three Ninjas grandpa decided to call them graboids. And they call them that throughout the movie if you're really listening, but I just always called them tremors.
I heard them say that, but I thought the graboids were the small little things that come out of the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, though. Like, that's none of my business.
Yeah. Apparently they were supposed to have the graboids or the tremors have like a hard shell and then the shell would come down and like the slimy stuff would come out the middle. Kind of how it was, but more like it looked like a uncircumcised penis. And so this set everybody.
So what does that look like, Jen? For those of us who don't.
Okay,
so let me show you.
Wait.
Yeah, you just pull it's like a scarf.
Clint is subscriber to r/uncut.
hand me that umbrella over there. I'll show you what it looks like.
Hand me that umbrella?
You know how an umbrella folds down?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Wrap a scarf around your neck until it comes all the way up to like right here. Have you ever worn a really long turtleneck?
This is accurate, I guess.
Yeah. And it's like.
I don't really know. I'm just fucking with you.
Imagine a turtleneck that goes all the way up to here. And then you have.
An uncircumcised penis?
Clint, I'm just trying to get her to describe a penis for like 5 minutes. And it's working.
She's still doing it. She has the hands up and everything.
This is how far the turtleneck goes. And then you just.
Over the head? And then you do what?
And then you just pull it down.
Wow.
Slowly.
And then
should've
with your
got
other
that on
hand.
Video.
This is for the sex sounds. No more fun facts about uncircumcised penises.
Let's scary scale
movie.
It then. Let's jump scary to the scary scale. Yeah. So I mean, honestly, for me, it was a one.
Yeah, it's a one.
Like
for
it's
me
not.
Too.
It's not scary.
If there's a zero, I would do a zero. But
this
there
is
no
definitely
zero.
A rewatch
zero.
For me. Like anytime if I went to someone's house and they're like, "Yo, I'm gonna watch Tremors," I'm like, "Cool, let's order a pizza, get the Noid up in here, and we will eat some pizza and watch Tremors."
Yeah. Well, okay. So our other one, which is Ghostbusters, that is technically a horror movie, but that's a horror comedy. It's not scary at all.
I don't understand what makes it a horror over comedy.
Because
even
it's got ghosts and psychological stuff in it.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. But it's a lot funnier than it is scary to me. Right. And same with this movie, Ghostbusters and this one.
Well, so I used to listen to a podcast where they would rank like the subgenre of the movie because there are so few movies that are just one thing, you know? And so I would put this maybe comedy first, then monster movie second. And Ghostbusters is comedy first, occult movie second, or haunted house movie second, you know? But it definitely has ghosts in it, and that's what puts it in the category of comedy horror. Horror comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and then there are some horror comedies that are funny but definitely scary, like Cabin in the Woods.
Right.
You know? Or like Zombieland's got some scares in it.
Yeah, I like Zombieland.
Shaun of the Dead.
But it scared me. Shaun of the Dead, same thing. I'm not sure if Shaun of the Dead scared me. I can't remember any like jump scary parts.
It's been so long since
I liked both of those movies.
Right. And so you'll probably enjoy horror comedies. Yeah. Those are the only kind of comedies.
I mean,
I really
love comedies, and I don't understand what kind of person doesn't enjoy comedies.
Yeah,
you
people who
sociopath.
Are dead inside. Oh. Or sociopaths. Right. Probably, yeah. Huh? So I like my comedies to have death in them.
That's so weird.
Yeah, well.
I bet you loved the shitty movie Lady Killers with Tom Hanks.
Does it have death in it?
Yeah.
Do they kill some ladies?
It's called Lady Killers.
Yeah. It does?
I mean, yeah. It's not pretty.
It doesn't sound pretty. One. So, I'm giving this a one, too. And
so
just
it's a one
listeners,
for all
this is not a quality of the movie scale. This is a how scary we thought it was scale.
Right. I mean, honestly, as far as all the movies we've watched so far, I would rather watch this movie again than any of the other movies we've watched.
And I told you would like
because
it.
Because it's good. It's a good, funny. Fun. It is low budget. I understand why it's a B movie, but it's a good B movie.
Right. Yeah. What's our next movie?
Oh, yeah.
Our next movie is The Ring.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. With special guest, perhaps.
We do have a special guest lined up.
A mystery guest.
Mm-hmm. Mystery guest?
Is it Ryan Phillippe? Stay tuned. She went mystery guest for the audience.
Oh, my God. We know who it is.
Yeah. It's not Ryan Phillippe.
It's not. Ryan Phillippe did quote us, but he was a little bit too expensive.
That's right. Yeah. He actually charged money, so, you know.
Yeah,
we're
going to wait until the antitrust money runs out, then we're going to scoop him up on the cheap.
Right.
I think we're going to go from 1 to 10 on the scary scale here.
Really?
I
you're
hope you have
the
enjoyed
out.
This day.
Yeah.
Because Ring, I used to say this was the scariest movie I'd ever seen.
Really?
Ring, a lot of people have said that.
Hereditary is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
It's not as scary as Hereditary, but it's
probably
it's
more jumpy, though.
It is more jumpy, and it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like the revulsion thing in this.
You're going to love it.
It's good, though.
The best.
I have read this book previously. I don't plan to reread it because I don't like the book very much.
I mean, that's fine. I don't plan to read the book either.
Yeah.
On account of I never learned to read. But yeah.
I never learned to read.
There is no film in this camera.
Okay, so I hadn't seen that movie for like 10 years.
Wayne's World 2.
And I kept saying, I never learned to read. And I couldn't remember what it was from. And then I watched Wayne's World and I was like, oh yeah. That's one of the comedies I like.
Well, that is a horror comedy.
It is.
Garth's been dead for 10 years.
Like, and when he walks with his, like, after the body cavity surgery.
Oh,
that is terrifying. Deliverance.
God, ladies.
All right.
Guys, make sure you follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Horror Virgin.
Yeah.
iTunes.
The website at horrorvirgin.com. Mm-hmm. You can subscribe to our newsletters and get all the blogs and stuff that Jen writes that are up there. And I might write some and Clint might write some eventually as well. But right now it's Jen-centric.
That's true.
Yeah. They're pretty great. There are three up there now, but I'm sure there'll be more by the time this airs.
Not necessarily about the movies we're watching, just whatever I feel like.
Just about horror in general.
Yes.
It's not like, today my son shit the bed.
At this point in the timeline, I might be doing some Castle Rock recaps. Stuff
that's true
too.
Castle Rock is about to start.
Yeah. Woohoo. Oh yeah, and so we're on the Modern Horrors Podcast Network. Subscribe on our feed so you get our episodes first.
Yes.
But make sure you go over to Modern Horrors because they've got some other great shows that you will love.
Honestly, we'll be in their feed too, just a few days after you would get it normally.
Right.
So subscribe on our feed, but subscribe on theirs because you'll get their podcast, the Modern Horrors Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get
Death, Dying, and Other Things.
Yeah, you'll get
which
the Final
is
Girls
awesome.
And Death, Dying, and Other Things, which is great. So subscribe there and get us two times a week.
Oh yeah.
Who doesn't want a double dose?
Right. Right. And that second time, you can do like a Scream counter and like send us some stuff, like add to your spinoff podcast list.
Oh, my God.
Start writing some fanfic.
Yeah.
So send it all to us.
Yeah. If you want to send us some blog entries for Clint's Angel Fire blog.
That's right.
That would be wonderful.
Entitled, hashtag the male gaze.
Entitled
Sorry,
the male gaze.
If it's on your Mac, it's going to crash. But all you PC fans out there, hit me up.
Nice.
Yeah, PC for days. Hey.
Oh.
All right, so guys.
This was fun.
It's time to get the.
I just want to say this.
We all need to go to
I love you. Oh, my God. I said that like 9 times yesterday.
What?
Whenever I.
We need to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, whenever I go out with friends, if I'm out with them and I want to leave, I'm like, you guys want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's go.
So, guys.
I'm Clint.
I'm Todd.
I'm Jennifer.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.